Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Heron Document Systems, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, H&H Lifestyles, Jessup Furniture, Parker's, Shell and Hogan, and by Nat's Landing. Now here is your host, John Wetzler.
All right, everybody. Sorry for the tardiness. Thank you, everybody, for coming out. Is it too loud? Is it too loud, Jimmy? Being told by the crowd that it's too loud.
It's okay.
I'll try to move it away.
That's right.
Well, you know, you are sitting right in front of the speaker there, Harry. I'll try not to talk too loud. Well, everybody, thank you again for coming out here on Wednesday to Nat's Landing. Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am John Wetzler on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's in Redfern Village, where we've been all season thus far and will continue to be every Wednesday night at 7:30, except for last week due to a very large storm, which hopefully we won't have to deal with again very shortly. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus. One is over by Highway 95, right off of exit 35. And then the other one is over here on the island by Winn-Dixie and the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center next to That's Italian. By Heron Document Systems, by Parker's, by H&H Lifestyles, Jessup Furniture, by Shell and Hogan Accountants, and by our host, Nat Lanning. Hello! And now joining us is head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights, Coach Brandon Derrick. Coach!
It's glad to be back.
Amen. We are too. I know you you and the rest of the coaches have been very busy, not just with preparing for football games, but with helping folks both out west who have dealt with natural disasters. I know Coach Burkett was out there and volunteering to help. I know you've done a great deal around this community to try and help people in need. So it's been a busy last few weeks for you, huh?
Yeah, we've been going pretty good. Coach Burkett went to Texas and delivered goods out there for the victims of Hurricane Harvey, and then drove right back into Aunt Irma on the way back. So, you know, we've had our fill of it, and then we all had to leave and be displaced for 5 or 6 days, and then come back to, hopefully a lot of people came home and didn't have a lot of damage, you know, but I think that's one of those things when you go away, that's your biggest fear. It's all on your mind, you know, what's my house look like? What am I going to return to? And all that stuff. So I think we've come out of it pretty well for most of us. Doing a lot of cleanup around the island here lately. But I think right now, as some people have talked to me, they're kind of ready for football season to get back underway and get started. And so it kind of eases everybody's mind and have something as a distraction and something to cheer on. And I find myself ready to go. I said the other day, I'm kind of stir crazy and tree cutting crazy, but I'm ready to get back to getting on the gridiron and go playing football.
I hear you. I agree with you. I've been doing a fair share of tree cutting myself here lately. We had a little tree fall in our house and had to get rid of some stuff, but we're grateful that it wasn't any worse, you know, than it could have been.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about football. You are listening. This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We did not play our last game against Valwood, who we talked about at the last show we had 2 weeks ago. We may or may not make that game up, but regardless, we look to probably run into them in the playoffs.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I feel like they may be on the opposite end of the bracket. You know, and I told our guys right now, our job is to win one game at a time. Let's be 4-0 the last four games, and then we get to play everything at home until we get to Mercer. So our goal is to win, you know, win this Friday, And, you know, we've got a lot to go through. The kids had a lot to deal with. We've got a lot on our mind. We've had to come back into this stuff. And I think the biggest thing is kind of got the kids' mind off of it and to worry about all the stuff that's been going on and get back in here and get refocused. And I feel a little bit of a new energy. It's been pretty hot this week, but overall I think the kids have done a really good job of coming in, trying to dial it in and focus. You know, this is region game. These are the ones that count, and we have to get ready for that. And I think the kids have done a pretty good job defensively this week. We've looked pretty sharp. Offensively, we've got a few kinks to work out, but we're getting there.
As far as the field is concerned, is everything all right for that?
The field's in great shape. It's a little soft on one end, but we've dried out probably. But the field is outstanding. We've got a little goalpost leaning a little bit one way. I've got to get it fixed here tomorrow. But other than that, everything else is pretty much ready to go. We lost the light up in the corner, but I think our osprey nest still stayed intact, and we're pretty much good to go there. The field's in great shape. Got a couple of lights. But other than that, everything else is set up, ready to go, and we're ready to play.
Well, I know the rest of us are ready as well. So turning our attention to our adversary this week, we don't, you know, normally we spend the first few parts of the segment to begin with talking about breaking down last week and what we did well and what we need to work on. And so since we didn't play a game last week, what are some of the things just generally that you would say that we are trying to make progress? Looking at the film we've got from day one till now, what kind of things would you say that you've been emphasizing from what we can learn from our success and our struggles?
The key to our success is if we don't beat ourselves. No one has really physically beat us. We turned the ball over four times against Park Lane. We don't turn the ball over, we probably beat them. If we're not playing at 2 o'clock in the middle of the day and at 9,000 degrees, I feel like we have a good game there.
Right.
Westland, we don't turn the ball over twice in the first quarter, put ourselves down in the hole, give 10 points away real fast, and we drive right back down and score, and we got called for a penalty, which was a penalty, and we're right in the game. The biggest key for us is don't beat ourselves. Don't turn the ball over. We can't have turnovers. Can't have those mistakes. And getting ready. The biggest thing we went back in and started refocusing on after Westland was get in a football stance on defense and get ready to go. Fly to the ball. Don't be standing there with your hands on your hips. Get in a football position and go play. And offensively, we're going to sprint the line. We're going to come off the football and hit you in the face. We're going to get back into being physical. We're going to be physical on the edge. We're going to be physical on the perimeter. We're going to run the ball up inside, and then we're going to outrun you on the outside. And we're going to not turn the ball over and execute. And the last thing that we really focused on this week, special teams. We want to be special on special teams. Get a block punt, block a field goal, do something. We've probably a little different energy this week. I've come in with a little different approach this week. One, I've been away from it for 2 weeks. And then we've come out there with a little different intensity. It's region week, so... You know, the intensity's got to be turned up. We got to execute, and I can talk a little bit about that here as we go on.
Yeah, you know, I've kind of thought about, you know, a lot of ways to make lemonade out of lemons lately, and with all of the delay, you know, we've had some people with bumps and bruises, and I think that in a way that's been a blessing because we've been had a lot of folks been given some time to heal. And we'll talk more here in the next segment about all this good stuff, but there's more to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, we're going to say thank you to all of our sponsors briefly.
Your proud new home for the Frederick Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season? Nat's Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7:30 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederick Academy football. And, of course, enjoy the flip-flop atmosphere that has made Nat's Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons, 912-638-7378, and let's go Knights!
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Herron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Herron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Herron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802. Or check them out online at herronds.com.
H&H Lifestyles on St. Simons is proud to sponsor this broadcast of the Frederick Academy Knights 2017 football season. From first downs and touchdowns to kickoffs and playoffs, the H&H team will be cheering on the Frederica team. H&H Lifestyles, appliances, bedding, audio, video, electrical, and security, located in Retreat Plaza on St. Simons Island. Go Knights!
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am John Wetzler on location from Nat's Landing on St. Simons, our gracious host who does a great job serving us here on Wednesday. And the crowd is getting consistently bigger. Thank you all for coming out, who come out here on Wednesday nights. I know the kids appreciate it, and I look forward to it every week. This segment is brought to you by Nat's Landing, our host, by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, by Herron Document Systems, and by H&H Lifestyles. They're over there by the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center as well, right next to Winn-Dixie on the corner there. So, Coach, we were talking a little bit about, you know, our goals, our objectives, our evaluation, our self-evaluation of the things that we know we can do better, not making mistakes like turning the ball over. I will say this, you know, we talked about this briefly in the last show that Wesleyan is really a premier quality school, and still one of my very closest friends, his children all go there. They say that we're the toughest team they've played this year, and we're in the GISA.
You know, that's credit to us. You know, we played well. We just can't turn the ball and get ourselves in the hole right off the bat. And, you know, you go back and look at it, we made some mistakes here and there. We busted the coverage here and there. And we didn't get lined up a couple times. So that's when you talk about our self-evaluation, that's where we went back and said we're being lazy getting lined up before the ball started, you know, before it snapped. So we as a coaching staff went in and said, well, what do we got to do? And our biggest thing is we got to get in our football playing stance and get ready to go. If we do what we're supposed to do and we execute the way we've been coached and go where we're supposed to go, we're going to have, you know, 80% of the time is we're going to have success. You know, every now and then they're going to guess right and I'm going to guess wrong. But, you know, sometimes in a game you get a feel for what they're going to do. And we kind of talked about it the other day. The offensive line coach asked me, said, Coach, do you run a script of 10 or 15 plays to see what they're going to do? I said, only if you tell me to. And I said, but most of the time, after about 4 to 5 plays, I feel like I know who the weakness is on their defense or where they're going to be weak at. And then I go to trying to isolate that spot. And a lot of times, you know, we've been successful doing that. And, you know, I feel like the same thing for us. The kids know we game plan it. And I tell them during the week, I think this kid or that kid, and maybe that's mean. I don't mean to be, but it's competition, and everybody does it. They're going to find out who the weakest link is, and you got to go at them, and that's kind of what we do, and I try to find them, and I'm going to pick on them unless they take him out. And here's the thing. If he was more than the starting 11, they take him out, put somebody else in, that means that kid that came in wasn't as good as him anyway, so I'm going to pick on the one that went in for him. So that's just the way it goes in our business, and that's the way it is in any business. Defensively, We even isolate ourselves and evaluate who's not getting what done. Do we need to move him? Is he stand strong? You know, it's the same thing. We do the same thing for us when we're watching film as when they watch us too. So, you know, I think we went through and made some adjustments with personnel, tweaked a few things, you know, but I think this week's preparation has been pretty intense, pretty focused. Might be me, I don't know. I've probably been yelling around, running and screaming a little bit more than usual this week, but I think I had to bring that to practice to get our attention and get ready.
Yeah, I know you've talked a lot about your philosophy of from a defensive standpoint of read and react. And, you know, really I think from an offensive standpoint, you have to have that same mentality. You can't come into a game with a script. A lot of coaches do this, you know. They come in, they've got a script. They've got, you know, the first five plays or more. You know, this is what we're going to run, irregardless of the circumstances.
Yeah.
And that, to me, it seems whether it's a job or whether it's playing football, feeling like you are bound to a script is not the way to coach or play football. You got to be communicating. You got leaders on the field out there that are that are developing, who can communicate with you to tell you what's happening. You know, out there on the battlefield, y'all are making adjustments.
Yeah,
and it's what we got to do.
Yeah, you know, if the kid comes to me and says, "Listen, I can beat him," we're gonna test that waters. You know, and I listen to the kids. They tell me they can be their man, and that's where we're gonna go. That's how we're gonna play the game. And you know, I believe in my players. If it's fourth down and short, and we call timeout, and I ask them, "Can we get the first down?" They say yes. Coach Derek's probably going to go for it. I believe in my kids like they believe in me, so you got to have that mutual respect for each other.
Well, you are listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Yeah, I've noticed that. I noticed when you went for it against Wesleyan, and I like that you were close to the 50-yard line, and, you know, we're up there playing a team that nobody expects us to beat, and I appreciated the fact that, you know, that we take those opportunities to try to convert, try to keep momentum going. You know, I mean, that's what you got to do. Sometimes you got to gamble, you know.
The greatest fourth down story that no one's ever heard.
This might be on the bingo card.
This is the best one ever. Some of the kids may have heard it. I was the head coach, and we were playing our rival. We hadn't beat them in 11 years in East Tennessee. It's 27-28. We have to go for two to win, and we decided to go for it. And the kids, I called time out and asked the kids, said, "Can we get it?" And they're like, "Yep, let's go for it." We went for it and got stuffed in the backfield, and we're down 28-27. You know how fans are. You know, we got 5,000 back there behind me that was all for us when we broke the huddle.
Right.
We had 7 for us when we didn't get it. My wife stood up. It might have been the funniest thing ever. She stood up and goes, "What are you doing?" At that point, I didn't even know. I just took the script, put it in my back pocket, wadded it up, kind of threw it away. And then we went on and beat the team in the last 53 seconds and went to overtime and beat them in double overtime and won the game. And the place where we were playing, we were on the road. All of our fans left and heard that we went to overtime, and the place charged them admission to get back in. So they made double admission to get back in, and then they all stormed the field after we won the game. So it was it's one of those things. I do listen to the kids. Sometimes it's not always right, but hey, they go out there and battle every day with me, and they battle me too at times in practice. And so if they say, "Hey, we can get it," I go with my gut and go with my kids, and I've always believed in that. I'm a player's coach, and I've always enjoyed doing that. And if they feel the confidence, they can get a first down on fourth down and short, or we can get a two-point conversion, then we're going to go for it.
Well, you know, being a lifelong Falcons fan, I can tell you, having gone to the Falcons game back in the original Atlanta Fulton County Stadium, that there was many a time when we wanted to, not that there was much of a crowd to beat, but we've left and then heard the stadium erupt, and decided to go back and actually see, you know, Barkowski do something or whatever. So I know that feeling.
Yeah.
Now the Falcons are, actually, we stick around until the end of the game.
Yeah, I had
some, care about being the first one to the burger joint.
Yeah, I had some really funny stories from that game. It was very funny. I went to church, and one guy said, you know, when you went for it and didn't get it, I turned the radio off and was mad and went walking around the neighborhood. And as I was, like, questioning everything you're doing, he said, I walked back in the house, and my wife's jumping up and down and said, we just won. He goes, how did we do that? He goes, how? She goes, I don't know, but they pulled it out. They won the game. He goes, Dana was mad because I didn't listen to the end of the game. So there's been a lot of stories from it, but, the biggest thing is for me, my confidence comes from the kids that go out there and put in that time. So I'm going to listen to them a lot of times, you know, and you know, sometimes it may not be right, and sometimes it may be, but... I go with my guys, and they do a great job, and they've always got my back, and they can dang sure bet I'll have theirs.
Well, I know you're a Tennessee fan, and I hate to bring up a sore subject, but the Tennessee-Florida game, my beautiful wife over there texted me when Tennessee scored and said, Tennessee did it again. Just as she sent me that, I texted her back. I said, the Vols got involved this time.
I mean,
you can only pull that off so many times. I mean, they got Georgia, they got Tech. They almost got Florida.
I know. I tried to choke myself to death, but I passed out and still woke up cussing, so it didn't matter. But it was one of those things you sit and watch it, and that's a lesson. And that's something that, at the end of the day, that at Georgia beat Tennessee last year, we've still been talking about it. You can't let that happen twice in a row at the college level.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just something that's unexcusable. It doesn't matter whether you're a ball fan or whatever, but it happens twice. Defensively, you should know. And I don't want to get on the soapbox of that, but that's something we'll be covering tomorrow, making sure that our prevent defense is in check.
Yeah, there's no reason to let that guy get behind him the way that Florida receiver was,
It was one of those things today that was on my script. I didn't get through all of it, but it's on there, and I told Coach Riquette as we was walking off the practice field tomorrow, we got to go through our prevent defense and make sure they know every game situation, down and distance, time management, everything.
Yeah.
So
it's like in baseball, you know, you got to play up against the fence, you know, on a certain situation. You can't let the ball get over your head, period.
And I think the kids have done a good job with it all week. So, you know, we just got to go over all the little things for our guys. And once we get it all tuned in, I think tomorrow we'll touch everything up. I think we got a good chance. I like our chances.
Well, we again have to take a short break. So we will be right back on the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick, which is on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B. And Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883. And on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles? Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice? Parker's. Fresh fruit cups, salads, and dipping dots? Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's, and let's go Knights. Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing, located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
For years, Shalvin Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shalvin Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shalvin Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simon's Island, or give them a call at 638-9031.
All right, well, welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am John Wetzler on location at Nat's Landing here on St. Simon's in Red Fern Village. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med One, by Urgent Med Plus, by Parker's, by Jessup Furniture, and by Sheldon Hogan. So, Coach, we're getting on the back end of the show now, and this is usually when we start talking about our adversary this week, Trinity. You know, Trinity, we have had some of the most exciting games, I think, that I've seen as a Frederica fan, other than Bullock Academy and Valwood maybe, but Bullock, you know, is my favorite team to beat. Yeah. But Trinity is a close second. You know, I remember 2 years ago or 3 years ago, I can't remember which, you know, we took them down to the wire, went into overtime, I think, with them. We've had, you know, some pretty tough games with them. What do they look like this year?
You know, they're big up front. They run the wing T on offense. They do a good job with it. They're probably averaging somewhere around 40 or 45 points with it. You know, they're going to do a good job. They execute well. They're not a team that's going to make a lot of mistakes. You know, they're looking to keep it third down and short and try to grind it out 3 or 4 yards a pop. They're not really going to beat you with their speed. They're not a big play team. You know, they're going to run it. They've got a few wrinkles here and there they're going to throw in. I mean, we've been playing them for 3 years. We've about got every wrinkle figured out, and we go over it. But defensively, they just bring everybody from different places, you know. So Friday night's going to be a guessing chess match for me to try to figure out what formations I can get in and I can figure out what they're going to do early on. But they bring a lot of pressure, and so we've got to be able to escape pressure. Very quickly, we got to run a lot of quick. Our quick game has to be very efficient. We got to have to be very good up inside. When we run the inside game, I feel like we can run the ball up inside if we can quick hit them on some stuff. That's usually hard to say when you're a spread team running quick hit and stuff. But those are some of the things that we're going to look at and try to do. I think we got a good game plan defensively. I think this about as solid as game plan as we've had in a long time going in against them. So. If we execute game plan, read our keys, and fly the football, you know, we gotta rally the football on defense. Offensively, don't turn the ball over. I feel like we have a good chance of being victorious.
You know, I know from my experience as a player, I never had the talent of a Harry Veal or a Patrick Brunson or a Jay Sean Sheffield, but one of the things that always gave me an edge to be able to compete with superior athletes was the fact that I took the advice of my high school coach, which was to study the game film. Instead of, you know, watching YouTube film, I'm talking to you guys on the team now, instead of wasting time like my beloved son does sometimes on all these social media, all these different things that we do to waste time during football season, if you guys will take that extra time, like my second grade teacher told me, wasted time is never seen again. So if you will not waste time and spend the time looking for the tendencies of your adversary, the guys you're going to be going to block, whether you're a lineman or whether you're a back or especially if you're a linebacker, Harry, looking for the tendencies of people that are getting the ball. You know, everybody's got, especially at the high school level, they've got something that they do when they're getting the ball. They may grab their pad. They may twist their head. They may forecast exactly where the ball's going. You know, they may be jittery. You can look, guys, if you'll spend the time, and you can, each week, you can find the edge that you need to basically predict what the play is going to be. And if you'll spend that extra time you've got, you know, in the film room, get copies of the film, do everything you can to study your adversary, you'll find that you don't have to be as talented sometimes. All you got to do is really understand, you know, what these tendencies are. That, to me, is almost as important as talent, physical talent.
That was something we talked about the other day. in film is what you look at in film, what you're watching. We get caught up sometimes watching the bloopers instead of watching the reads and the keys. So that was something we kind of talked about when we're watching film and showing the kids on Monday, this is what you need to look for. You're talking about swapping film and getting copies. They got it all at the touch of the hand of the internet today. It's all downloaded on the internet for them, so they can watch film on their phone right now, just as easy as anybody. We can download it and watch it. So the new huddle concept for us has been outstanding for coaches and everyone. We usually watch film on the way home and on the bus ride home after the game and start breaking it down. And so the guys got to know what to look for, and I think we did a good job on Monday of showing them tendencies and things that they do. And I feel like they've zoned in a little bit more this week getting ready for Trinity. You know, you're talking about rivalry games and things like that, and I think I may have made it a rivalry game. I'm not sure with my speech on Monday, but I'll just be honest. We're going to go out there, and we're going to go play, and we're going to play hard, and we're going to get after some people on Friday night. If not, Coach Derek's face is going to be really, really red, and there's going to be some people hearing me across the county, so we're going to go play hard football.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I can tell you this, from high school, back in high school, one of the biggest assets that we had as a team was on our own team, and we went full speed. You know, the linebacker, our starting linebacker, would tell me, you know, what my tendencies were. I would tell other people what their tendencies were. You know, I could tell when a defensive lineman was going to stunt. I could tell when a linebacker was faking and when he was really going to blitz. And you know, trying to teach a quarterback not forecast, you know, where they're going. All these kind of things. I mean, guys, if you'll really pay attention to that's the kind of thing that when we're playing an adversary that's got a lot of talent, that's the thing that's going to separate us. Right. From somebody who's doing those things.
Yeah, you know, every day is every day for them. If they put in a little time, we'll help them out. But, you know, overall, the biggest thing for us is going to be attitude and tenacity Friday night. If we come out and play tenacious and read our keys like we've been coached to read them this week, I feel like that our kids can go out and compete at a very high level. And when I mean a high level, defensively, I'm talking shutting people out, and offensively, putting a lot of points on the board. And I don't think we've done that yet this year. And times that we look at it, you don't want to say you want to peak in game six or whatever, but right now I'm searching to see if we can be that elite team. You know, we've been in with the two teams that beat us is a combined 10-1, and the two teams we beat, I think, are 0-7. So I don't know if we're a middle of the road team, what where we're at, but I feel like we're a team that could be right up here if we do it right every time. And it's going to take a little bit of time. It's going to take some effort. And I think the kids have put in some good effort this week. They've been focused. They've been dialed in. I feel like we got a very, very good chance of taking that next step. We got to do it every week. It's like they say, you can't rest on success. Every day you got to go out and achieve something. You know, and that's what you got to do. So we got to go out and continue to play and get better every week.
Well, now as far as Trinity's scheduled thus far, who have they played and how have they fared?
They have. They're 4-2. They've lost to John Millage and they lost to Briarwood Academy. They lost to Briarwood last week. They lost to John Millage in game two of the season. Briarwood was a shootout early or last week. I think it was 48-41. They lost to John Millage 24-0. So we just got to get prepared and go play our game again. Like I said at the beginning of the show, if we don't beat ourselves, we got a good chance of winning every game. And I feel like if we don't beat ourselves, we're gonna win every game.
Yeah. Well, everybody, thank you again for coming out. Thank you to the staff out here. Things are y'all are always so great to serve us out here, do a great job here at Nat's Landing and Redfern Village. Thank you for joining us for the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Please come out each Wednesday night to Nat's Landing on St. Simon's Island, where we have been and will continue to be as long as the season keeps going, at 7:30 on Wednesday with Brandon Derrick on the Brandon Derrick Show. And signing off, I'm John Westford.